We were just at the concert. We arrived just after 8, got down to the front, met up with some friends we hadn't seen for years. We were enjoying the concert and then heard what we thought were firecrackers behind us because we were right at the front. And I turned around and Marisha saw them.
Seen the bullets hitting the stage and just instantly knew that it was gunfire and we needed to get out of there.
When you say the bullets were hitting the stage, tell me about that. Tell me about, paint a picture for me.
Just sort of one round, very quick succession. It stopped, people gasped, thinking that it was part of the show. And then a second round went off. Most people ducked, just their instinct was to duck. I just said, run, just get out of here. We were close to an exit, so we just ran. In the confusion, if we had gone left, we would have instantly been out onto the street and probably the first people out of the building. Just confused, we ran right, ended up being in a room that we couldn't get out of. There was no exits, but we found a door to a cellar, which we just ran into, but then realised we were trapped. There was no way out of there. A few seconds later, the door burst open and we just thought, they're coming, you know, we're going to die. It was two other concert goers, which we managed to lock the door and just barricade ourselves in, turn the lights out, and we were then trapped there for the next 3 hours, just having to listen to what was happening to people.
Everything from above going on, bullets, grenades, explosions, screams, we could hear it. I think we were directly under the stage area where we were and just could hear it. Everything, and at one point we could hear the terrorists on their like walkie-talkies. We weren't sure who they were speaking to, but the two Italian guys spoke French and told us they had said that they had hostages and they were speaking to the police, but they wouldn't tell us what else they said. They just said it was best that we didn't know because we couldn't understand.
And what was in your mind when all this was going on?
We weren't getting out
because we were trapped, and if anyone came in that room, there was no way we could get out.
We couldn't hide anywhere. We were just sitting there waiting to be shot. I mean, we later found out if we had went left and ran out onto the street, they were shooting from the windows.
And that was the extreme.
It was probably a saving grace that we were trapped where we were. We didn't think that at the time because we were there for so long. We do know that there was other survivors that had witnessed things a lot more horrendous than what we were, but they were rescued a lot earlier. We were just sitting there in darkness, not knowing really what was happening.
And did the attackers come close to you at any point?
Yes,
we were right outside where our door is at one point.
We could hear them talking on a radio. We then, so when we were getting ready, thinking we were getting out, the Italian guys did say, prepare yourself, there's a body outside the door. The SWAT team had sort of, you know, we didn't see it, they were sort of shielding us. And quite protective, actually. We thought we were going to sort of get wrestled to the ground, what you see in a film.
Yeah, handcuffed and everything.
It wasn't that bad. They were quite sympathetic and just said, don't look down, don't look at anything, just keep going, do what we tell you. Sort of frog marched out and, I mean, we were put up against the wall, patted down, but they were reassuring. We felt safe then. We just couldn't stop saying thank you to them.